There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies, we talk comics, we talk TV shows, we talk Star Trek. That's the first bit of news. But do you want to do like a funny riff?
Well, you've derailed my funny riff. I was going to try and think. The way you've derailed my funny riff is you've shaved the first time in years?
5 years.
5 years, wow. Okay.
We're going to talk about it a bit later in an ad, which we've already recorded. Uh-huh. So if that sounds weird and out of sync, but yes.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 years.
You've gone and done it.
I've been talking about it for a long time.
It's not bad. It's just very different. Unusual.
Yeah, I know. It's like seeing the ghost from your past, like looking in the mirror. Yeah.
It's like seeing like if we were going to CGI you. This is pre-visualization. This is before they put the hair on the face.
It's a bit Henry Cavill.
It's a bit mustache. Wireframe. It really is. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, it's very close. Like it's a great. I mean, it's a great razor, Mason. We all know that.
We all know that.
But
absolutely.
It's really like there's no stubble. It's really quite upsetting. To Claire and you and my son.
You're so shiny.
I'm so shiny.
It's just you're weird. You're texture free.
Yeah.
If you put two lines on either side of your chin, you'd look like a ventriloquist dummy.
Should I do that for the gram?
Yes, do it for the gram. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then there's a bigger version of you that isn't clean shaven and you're drinking a glass of water. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to
take
a photo.
My beard back.
No, you're going to have to take a photo of you drinking a glass of water and then you can just...
I'll put the beard back on it.
Draw the beard back on, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Couldn't it be easy to just Photoshop a glass of water onto an old photo of me where I've got the beard?
Yeah, I mean, but we're not about the easy way.
That's true.
We're about the authentic way.
We are. And speaking of authentic ways, we have a show coming up at PAX.
Yep.
Melbourne, 27th of October. It's at 2 p.m. Andrew Levins is going to be hosting
it. That's right.
People will know him from the Hey Fam podcast.
And we're going to talk about...
podcast, another podcast.
We're going to be talking about why video games based on movies are bad and why movies based on video games probably worse.
Correct. So if you're in the Melbourne area on that particular day, swing on
by. Swing on by. You're going to get yourself it's a Saturday, so you get yourself a Saturday pass for PAX.
I think there's day passes still available, but if you want to go for the 3 days.
Sold out.
It's sold out.
We did that.
That was us. Yeah, that was actually before, I think.
It was way before that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we buy tickets because we're in it?
I don't know.
We should speak to Levins.
We should, shouldn't we?
And people are asking, are we recording?
There's no way we'd have to buy tickets if we're on a
plane. I don't know.
Right.
Oh, no, sorry. People were asking, are we going to record it? We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know if it's possible.
We don't know if their setup is. We don't know if they'll let us bring stuff in. But
at this point, if it's any effort on my behalf, no.
Okay, great.
We will not. Uh-huh. Yeah. So
also, if we don't get the response we want on the day... Mm. We'll never speak of it again. We'll destroy every copy we recorded and we'll never speak of it.
And we'll leap into the ocean.
Leap into the ocean, which is right there.
That's right.
The great Yarra River.
We'll swim to the other side of the Yarra and maybe get like a brunch. Oh, a late brunch.
Yeah, of course. A South Bank brunch. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Did you watch, Mason, knowing you did, the Star Trek Discovery trailer?
No, I didn't.
Didn't I say before the
you
show?
You said, maybe but then I didn't get time to do it.
Do you want to pause it and watch it now?
Yes. All right.
And we're back. How was the trailer, Mason?
No, I didn't pause it. We're right in the middle. Bloody hell.
Okay, you've really watched it this time.
I really have.
Unless you just stared at your phone for a couple of minutes.
I did. It was time for my fake out.
Ah!
I've never watched a single thing on this podcast. It's all been a prank.
Great prank, bro.
Thank you.
But
all
if you,
worth it.
If you could muddle your way through it, though.
Okay, great.
What did you think of this trailer?
Looks fun. Yeah, looks doesn't good. It? I'm look, opinions, I think, are mixed on Star Trek Discovery.
I really liked it.
Yeah, me too. Mm. I think a lot of people are kind of... I think a lot of that stems from the crew of the Discovery do not hold true to the ethos of, I guess, the Federation.
No.
Of the Federation of Planets.
But also, I guess, spoilers for the... For that first season, they were also captained by a lunatic from another dimension.
That is true. Yeah,
but no, there's definitely elements. Yeah, of there's that's definitely truth to that. Yeah,
and but I feel that you know, not everybody in Star. I ascribe to the idea that not everybody in Starfleet has the moral compass of, say, the crew of the Enterprise.
Yeah.
Whatever. They have to...
How many corrupt generals and commanders and fleet admirals or whatever
exactly,
are there?
Yeah.
So many. One of them's always gone mad.
Exactly. There has to be... We have to hear the stories about those guys. Why not? You know?
Why not?
Yeah, somebody has to draw the short straw and accidentally get on a starship crew, you know, captained by a lunatic.
Exactly.
So and I like that. I like the fact that... And also, some people just need a job or whatever, or some
people
direction.
Do need a job.
So they're just getting in there, and it's like, well, maybe I wasn't cut out for this job, but I'm doing it anyway.
I like the...
Like us.
That's right.
Star Trek Discovery is the us of Starfleet.
It certainly is. I think the Picard show will be more classic Trek, I'd imagine.
No, it's a variety show. Called
oh,
the,
is it?
Called The Picard Show.
So he's retired
yep.
from Starfleet
mm-hmm.
and doing a show to nobody on a farm somewhere.
Correct, yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, this looks good. And it's got the Spocks back. Got yep. a new Spock.
Mm-hmm.
How many Spocks has there been now? Is this the third Spock? I mean, you've got to count kid Spocks, obviously.
Yeah, no, I don't count kid Spocks.
You don't count kid Spocks.
Oh, unless they have...
Remember that kid Spock in the Star Trek reboot, how... They were all learning math in domes.
Yeah,
and then he beat the crap out of
it. He was like, I don't like math.
No, he liked math.
Yeah, man, I like math too much.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And he let his emotions get the better of him.
I still don't care about those little Spocks.
Okay.
Just grown-up Spock.
Just, okay, a big Spock.
Big Spock.
What do you think of this big Spock?
Looked good.
Do you like his beard?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's been marooned on an outpost or something?
I don't know.
Looks that way. It looks like he's on some sort of med bay lift or something.
There appears to be some kind of... magic and prophecy in this, but I'm assuming it's just some kind of alien force or parasite or something like that. Yeah.
I'd say it's either a parasite or a coincidence.
Could be a coincidence.
Because we have one of our main characters who's like, I had a vision of it. And I reckon probably just a coincidence.
They're always having visions with each other, though, because they're all mind connected, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, we've got to move on, Mace. We've got a lot to talk about this week because it is New York Comic Con weekend, or it was.
Uh-huh.
There were so many hot... topics and hot news happening.
Yes.
It's too many.
Give me an example of one piece of hot news.
I don't even know if
you
this
couldn't.
Is...
You don't have another one. I'm calling you bluff.
What?
I don't think you have a single piece of hot news.
Let me pause the podcast.
Okay, great.
And find some hot news.
All right.
How's this for hot news?
Uh-huh.
We saw Bullseye in the new Daredevil
trailers. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Initially.
No, wait. We saw Daredevil. He said his name was Daredevil.
But did you see the second trailer where he says he's Bullseye?
Oh, okay, no, I didn't
see
that. And
he takes his mask off.
Okay, right.
And he's wearing a hat that's got a target on it.
Nice, that's good.
And he's like, I'm impersonating Daredevil and I've beaten up Daredevil and I'm really good at throwing things.
Wow.
Yeah.
What I like is they've just gone straight down the line and they're like, if you're not one of these comic book nerds that's au fait with all the lore, you just want a character to show up and say what their name is and what their powers
are.
That's
what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But man, that first trailer especially looked...
Yeah.
The second one's so good.
Only like a minute and it's mostly Bullseye focused.
Yeah.
But
you were going to say Bullseye farting.
There's mostly... There's a lot of that.
Wow.
With great precision, you know?
That's what I thought,
you hit someone
just
in the mouth from across the room.
You think you're going to get out of here, Bullseye? Thump.
Where do you think Bullseye got the Daredevil suit from? Did he pull it out from the rubble?
Oh, no, I think...
Did it get made by Kingpin's?
I think Kingpin's guy made it for him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So it says in this second trailer, third trailer by now, that...
Uh-huh. Did I say that I had a feeling the Kingpin was back?
He is back. You did say that.
I did say that.
With the cufflinks or whatever.
But was I ahead of schedule or did I just...
They may have announced it.
Was that information
already
out
there? No idea.
Uh-huh.
But he's got the full white tux.
He does. He's back to...
Is it a rose that he's got or is it a different flower?
It's usually a rose.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His wife's not dead, is she? Or girlfriend in this?
No.
Vanessa!
No, she's alive, I think, in some of the trailers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
He's a big angry baby, that guy, isn't he?
He is, yeah. So he's moving more towards being the comic book Kingpin. Mm. And somebody, I think, on Twitter tweeted Vincent D'Onofrio, I love your performance as the Kingpin. it's a shame we'll never see him versus Spider-Man in the movies.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't speak too soon.
I don't think so either. I mean, I'd love to see that because I think he's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to see some kind of crossover. It'd just be nice.
Somebody messaged, and I don't have this in front of me, that there's a hint in the last Iron Fist season that it's set in 2016, which would explain why half the people aren't dust.
I guess.
I don't know whether that's true. Uh-huh. But
I haven't finished Iron Fist yet, so.
But you will.
Again, enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
Than the first season for sure.
Like, yeah.
Maybe.
I'm definitely giving this a go though. Uh-huh. Looks really good. Mm. So.
Yeah, and the fight sequences look great.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, there is a dour hallway fight, but I mean,
it's got to be.
That's a signature move of this series. Mm. So
they bought it. They bought that money.
Bought the rights to it. Yeah.
They have the
trademark on the dour hallway fight.
They certainly do. Uh-huh. I don't think we're going to be getting any dour hallway fights in this. Maybe some dour alley fights, but there was a first teaser trailer for The Boys.
Oh, there was, yeah.
Is it a Garth Ennis?
It is Garth Ennis, yes.
Comic book. Great comic book. Great run. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the trailer's basically, you saw it. I did see this one.
It's an advertorial for Vought Industries, which is the company that oversees superhero management in this universe.
Seven greatest heroes.
That's right. In the universe of The Boys, there exists superheroes, but due to fears that they would become too powerful and sort of overrun the world, superheroes are allowed to exist, but they're not allowed to be trained.
Yeah, right.
So they're mostly very powerful idiots.
Yes.
For the most part, who look good on camera.
Yeah.
The boys are like a paramilitary team that exists to take them down if they cause too much trouble.
Yeah.
And they do.
And it's mostly them, you know, taking superpower pills and then punch them in the head.
Yeah.
It's a really good comic. Mm-hmm. But speaking of casting, because you probably know this, but the character of Huey, who's one of the leads, or I guess the lead.
Who in the comic books looks a lot like Simon Pegg.
He looks exactly like Simon Pegg.
Yes.
Simon Pegg was originally going to play him like years ago. That was the idea.
In a movie, maybe.
Yeah, he aged out of the role. But he's actually joined the cast as Huey's father.
Oh, that's fun.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I still think he probably could have done it. He's not that old. He still looks good.
He looks very youthful.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's good. I'm glad he's in it. And look, it's got a Carl Urban.
It's got a Carl Urban, and a
Simon Pegg.
Yes.
That's like a Star Trek... They're back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll get all the other cast? The entire cast of Star Trek?
Yeah, every member of the Star Trek reboot.
Some of them died.
Oh. Then probably not all of them.
Not all of them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm looking forward to this. I think it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And I will see it, and then you'll see it.
Maybe
you'll see it first. It's like, I don't have to see it first, and then you see it. That's not how it works.
let's have a friendly wager. Let's see who sees it first,
okay,
all right?
Okay, great.
Right, you first want to watch it and then do a race around the world.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I have the winner, hot air balloon?
The winner gets 10 quid.
That seems not... Oh, yeah. Okay.
Exchange rate?
$4
billion. $4 billion, that's right, yeah.
Okay, I just thought you'd want to know this, but the show's called Titan. It's not Teen Titans, you know what I'm talking about.
Is it called Titans? It's called Titans Whitens.
Titans Whitens. It's about underwear?
Yeah, it's about underwear.
Okay,
yeah.
Big old white briefs.
But the invention of underwear,
a
lot more exciting, you think.
Really?
Just costumed heroes beating each other up.
Anyway, it's already been renewed for a season two.
Interesting.
And the people have seen the first episode, it's been reviewed, and it's been generally positive. People are pretty keen on it.
Like, right.
Good stuff.
Again, good Robin costume.
Yes.
Over the last few weeks, I've also seen... Because that's the Dick Grayson Robin we're seeing mostly.
Yeah.
There's also a...
Tim Drake.
I think it's Jason Todd.
Maybe. Oh, is it? Sorry, yeah, it is.
So if you've ever wanted to...
Or is it? I don't know.
It's just a slightly smaller version of the existing Robin.
Cool.
In a very similar costume. So that was out. I think somebody in an interview, one of the stars of this show, has said that this is a universe in which Batman is a killer.
That's what I was about to bring up next. Yeah, right. And that's why he says, fuck Batman in that trailer.
Right.
After killing an alley full of people. Or it's a... Flash, weird mind,
or a dream? Who knows? Yeah,
Batman doesn't have to be a killer.
That's right.
Why are they doing that?
It's his defining character.
Has there been a version who's not a killer
in the movies
ever? No, sorry, live action. Actually, the Clooney one, but it's still the Keaton one. He's still a killer,
right? But I mean,
Adam West has killed as well.
Did he?
Yeah, I did a kill count.
He did it in the movies, didn't he?
Yeah.
He dehydrated those guys.
I mean, he did it by accident, but he still did it.
He still did it, it's true. But I mean, the the defining characteristic of the comic version is he doesn't.
Yeah.
And
doesn't he just leave because he leaves Batman because he doesn't agree with his methods and he's like, should we try new stuff?
Well, I mean, it depends on the version. A lot of the modern day version, I think, was fired by Batman from being
right,
Robin,
yeah.
And then he became Nightwing, and then Batman's like, actually, I kind of made a mistake there.
Yeah.
But like we've done this to death, but it makes no sense, both from a character standpoint of like, well, you know, the whole idea of Batman is he wants to find a way. You know, he was so traumatized by the death of his parents, he doesn't want that to happen to anybody. Like, you know, he doesn't want to kill a villain because maybe they have a kid and then the whole cycle will begin anew. But also, it doesn't make any sense because if he was a killer, why isn't he killed like the Joker?
Yes.
Why is he killing random thugs?
Yep.
Who are probably just doing it because they need to feed their kids and not killing the Joker who's a mass murderer?
All good questions that won't be answered.
They'll never be answered, will they?
Yeah. Anyway, I guess I'll watch some of it. I think it's coming to Netflix in Australia.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know. No, it is coming to Netflix. Okay. Yeah.
Because the DC streaming service isn't here. And by all accounts, there's not enough stuff on there for me to be interested.
You just open it up and it's like, do you want to watch Titans? No. And then it just cancels and deletes itself.
This isn't comic book news.
Aw, good.
But there's probably comic books of this. Margot Robbie has joined the Barbie movie, but it's sort of comic book news because she's in comic book movies. And Patty Jenkins might be directing.
Remember, and she directed a comic book
movie. That's right. It was going to be Amy Schumer at one point. I think it was going to be like, I'm imperfect in a Barbie world or whatever.
Oh, okay, but right.
They're not doing that. And they're doing Margot Robbie, who looks like a real life
looks
version.
Like Barbie, yeah. Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Do you think it'll be a comedy? I think probably. It has to be, right? It has to be a bit tongue-in-cheek and not conforming to norms and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can't do Barbie as just, I live in a dream house and this is my boyfriend. And
I've got a pink car.
Yeah, I think.
And today I'm an astronaut.
I think it'll be more Lego movie. Maybe you could. Mm-hmm. You know what? That sounds great.
Yeah.
Mortal Engines new trailer, Mason. I said to you to watch this and you did. You didn't watch Star Trek.
No.
But I also said, you don't really have to watch it. But and you I said, did. No, I insist.
I insist.
You went above and beyond.
That's right.
And you probably watched all of it.
I'm more intrigued by this as we see more trailers for it.
Do you like that Hugo Weaving has a wig? And
yes.
Is in a big city swallowing up other cities.
And he's
on
got
wheels.
Glowy green eyes too.
Does he? I didn't mind miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a monster in this trailer as well or something.
I think that's him. Isn't that him?
I thought that was something he kept in a cage or something.
I thought that was him.
I don't know, man.
I think the cage is his mind.
I don't think the cage is his mind.
Maybe I didn't really watch this trailer.
It seems like you didn't, but you watched it enough.
Yeah, I watched it enough, yeah.
And look, I didn't insist by any stretch.
It's true.
Look, we'll definitely see this. It's by, I can't remember the name of the director, but he worked on the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit film. So it's not a Peter Jackson directed film, but he is involved. And they have a look, these kind of wetter, big special effect films. Don't
they
you reckon
do, yeah.
They've got like, I don't know what it is. But there's something, they're distinct, you know? Like this and like King Kong and The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, you can kind of tell they're the same.
It's a certain crispness and it's a certain...
Soft focus?
I was going to say the opposite. I was going to say all the details are very visible.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know. There's probably a technical term for it.
I bet there is. Movie making.
Maybe we're both right.
Maybe we are. Anyway, so are you going to see this
yes.
whenever it's out?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, good, yeah. looks so expensive.
Yeah, for such a stupid idea. What year is it set in? Do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is there magic? What's going on?
I'm sure it says it in the trailers, and it would almost certainly say it in the books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Hellboy trailer this weekend. We couldn't catch it, Mason. Mm. It wasn't online fast enough or at all. But there was a banner which showed some of the characters are going to be popping up. By all accounts, people really liked the trailer. They were like, yeah, looks good.
Okay.
The dude from
Strange... That doesn't sound like they really liked it.
It sounds like they really liked it to
so
me,
instead
Mason.
So instead of insane wooing at Comic-Con, it was just like, yep, looks
good.
Good. Good. Okay, moving on.
Next thing.
Great.
No, it's been pretty positive. So what do you think of that, the Hellboy picture? Looks good.
It does look good,
Have we talked about whether or not they should have... I'm sure we have. Done the other... Finished the trilogy of the last...
Was it definitively going to be a trilogy?
I think so. Because remember the last one, it's like, she's like, I'm having a baby. And he's like, those films are really good, I think. I need to watch them again.
Me too, yeah.
I really like two, though, a lot. But you like one more.
I like one more than two because it's got Nazis and he shoots Nazis.
Yeah.
It's one of my faves.
Like, it had the sand Nazi, didn't it?
Yeah, it did have
the
sand.
Like the man made of clockwork.
Yeah, sand, clockwork knife Nazi.
Yeah, there's some great creativity in that and puppetry and wizardry. Yeah, it's really good.
Movie making.
Maybe. Mason.
Yeah,
I don't know the term for it.
Yeah,
but
he looks good as the new Hellboy.
He does, but we haven't seen it in motion, Mason.
That's
so
true.
Maybe he doesn't look good.
Oh,
maybe
no.
You jump to a conclusion here.
Uh-huh.
It must be embarrassing for you to do such a thing. Do you feel embarrassed?
No, I mean, the novelty of me being a Barristan wore off years ago. So.
Sure. He also has a sword.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Pretty good.
Normally, because in the other movies, he's got a gun.
That's true.
And a fist.
It could be any number of swords, I guess, from the comic books. Could be Excalibur.
Could be.
Could be... Does his dad have a sword? I think his dad has a sword.
Like his Earth dad?
No, his demon dad has a sword,
I'm sure
I
he probably does.
Yeah, I think maybe he nicks that for a bit. Could be that one.
Totes. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, it seems a bit more low budget, a bit more grim and gritty.
Yeah, cool.
I'll give this a bloody pearl.
Right. So, okay, so all... Given that, you know, Hellboy 1 was pretty grounded, Hellboy 2 went into all sorts of...
Hellboy 1 pretty grounded?
I remember it being fairly grounded. I'm not maybe not
clockwork
even...
Clockwork sand Nazi.
I know!
And a giant plant monster or something? Or was that 2?
No, that was 1 also.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean...
And he fell into another dimension at the end or something, didn't he?
Oh yeah, that also happened. But what I'm saying...
It was a giant weird whale, like a parasite was trying to come through a portal.
Yeah, that was a Cthulhu monster.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
but what I'm saying...
It's pretty grounded.
What I mean... I guess what I mean is that the scope of the first one was quite small, given all those things that you just said.
Yeah.
But the scope of 2 went huge. It went really Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Like 2 or 2.11.
Giant clockwork
cities
bits
and such.
And this and that, yeah.
And the whole Golden Army and everything.
I like that.
Would you have preferred this new one to be huge on that scale or grounded?
No, I think more grounded, I think, yeah. Because it just seems like from the limited amounts of Hellboy that I've read, a lot of it seems just fighting weird supernatural stuff, not giant clockwork.
And I also think a lot of,
I don't know. I haven't read that much of it. But
I mean, it does go up and down, which is sort of what I appreciate. You know, there's Hellboy in Hell, which was kind of this sprawling epic towards the end of the series. But there's a lot of the Hellboy stuff that I enjoyed was just sort of smaller stories. Maybe there was some, occasionally you'd find when it wasn't even in a Hellboy comic, it was just in an anthology thing. And it's just Hellboy walking through a cemetery looking for a key or something.
Right, okay.
And those stories are always good as well. So
that should be the movie then.
Yes.
Your favourite Hellboy story.
Thank you.
The most boring movie ever made.
Oh, come on. It's poignant, all right?
I get it, yeah.
Yeah.
That could definitely be a 2.5-hour movie, is what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you, Mason.
Your
crap idea for a film, I think, is not crap. I'm with
you. Thank you. Well, if only there's millions more exactly like you.
Yeah. I think it'll do okay. I don't think they're banking on it doing crazy numbers, which is, I guess, why they didn't pump as much money into it as the other two.
Mm-hmm.
I liked also at the end of the first one that the protagonist, because they brought in a regular guy to be the lead guy, because we can't have a weird demon monster.
right.
And then the second movie, they're just we got rid of him.
They did, didn't they? Well, it was...
You didn't need him.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
That poor guy, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Crimes, Graves. Graves?
Sounds like it would be a Graves, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. We got a 5-minute-plus Aquaman extended trailer.
It's true, we did.
Did a bit of a bloody video on Mason. You can check it out below. I'll link it below.
What were your highlights?
It looks good.
Nailed it.
On the most part. I like that it's not set in a weird CGI smoke and fire world.
That is true, yeah.
You know, you can see what's happening for a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's somebody running across the rooftop, it looks like they're actually
running. Somebody's actually running. That's incredible. Yeah.
Not just remember the Batman, Superman, Doomsday fight and everyone's just throwing themselves at each other from 40 feet away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, no, I think it looks really good. I think there's there's a very real possibility that this could, I don't know, Waterworld, I guess.
I don't think that's,
But I don't think it will.
No.
What's an epic that kind of, what's that one where Channing Tatum was a dog man? Jupiter
Ascending. Yeah, right.
But I don't think it's going to be that.
Okay, right.
Yeah. What about you?
We got some Nicole Kidman in there.
Yeah.
Great.
Flipping about,
exactly. We got our first look at Black Manta in motion.
Yeah, it was a little bit in the last trailer, but what do you think of that suit?
Looks good.
I think it looks really great.
Yeah.
Mm. I've heard people say it's kind of a goofy design, and it is, but that's the comic book design. I think that's a pretty good representation without looking dumb.
Exactly, and I think they're fully embracing comic book designs at this point.
Yeah.
We're way beyond the idea of, just put them all in black leather.
Yes.
It's fine.
Are we, though? Because I feel like some films aren't.
No, some films definitely aren't. How do you feel about... Did you find it funny?
Yeah.
Did you like the idea, and I did a lot, that they took Aquaman out of the ocean? There's a scene set in a desert.
Well, they do it a lot. Well, not a lot, but they do it in the comics every now and then.
Yeah.
And it makes for an interesting kind of read. And I like that he's not like, water.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's not how he operates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he's not... You can't just dump him in the desert and he dies straight away. You know. He's more hardy than a regular human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some huge battle sequences which look good.
That kind of stuff, I'm like, eh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is this device that they're opening up in the desert?
I think it's like a prophecy to be like, get the trident, and with the trident, you can be the ruler and you can rule the seas. But if someone bad gets the trident...
Okay. Wait, so does that mean there are two Atlantises?
I believe that is the ancient Atlantis before it went into the ocean.
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah, so some of it went into the ocean and some of it, that one room...
Oh, just sort of didn't. Slid off.
Yeah, just slid off.
Okay,
yeah,
right, right. Because
it was makes a lot so of sense. Far in the past that it was before the Sahara was a uh-huh. desert.
Yep. Yeah. How are you enjoying Mira's hair?
Yeah, I've settled into it. It's clearly a wig.
Yes.
But it kind of... Seeing the rest of the movie and you see like the underwater kingdom, the Dolph uh-huh. Lundgren underwater kingdom.
Yeah, right,
and it's uh-huh. just this... enormous blue impossible kind of yeah. chamber uh-huh. it works with the color palette of yeah, the movie yeah. I feel
what okay some of this black I'm just getting back I'm just looking at this Black Manta fight. He does look a little bit styrofoamy in that suit.
Well, he's gonna move, doesn't he, Mason?
That's true. Yeah that's true.
A big old helmet. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's yeah. gonna be a couple of suits though. I think he's got a homemade one, and then Orm's like, well, you're running with that dumb thing. He's a cool one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You know, this chase sequence looks solid.
Mm.
I appreciate it. Here's the thing. I don't know if she is running off across real rooftops or
sets so.
Or
not.
CGI, but at least it doesn't look like she's just...
running through a CGI.
Yeah,
because a few people have said she looks kind of slow when she's running, but that's uh-huh. just how a person... That's how fast a regular person would uh-huh. run, I guess. Uh-huh. I mean, not that she's a regular person, but...
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. No, that's some good stuff.
You know how Aquaman, like, shoots off in the water and he swims real fast?
Yes.
Is he kicking his feet, or is he just like Superman where he can just, like...
He must be kicking his feet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no must about it. He should be. Oh, look at that. Look at that giant bloody...
Crab?
Yeah, crab walker thing. Mm. Oh, good stuff. Looks, I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Don't need any more trailers.
Yep.
According to James Wan on Twitter... he said all trailers inherently spoiled like parts of a movie, but that hasn't scratched the surface of the film.
The surface.
Yeah, surface. Scratch, though. You can't
surface
scratch,
world.
Can't scratch water. So
oh, yeah, no, okay.
I think he's mixed his metaphors.
He really has.
He shouldn't have said,
barely skipped the surface.
That's what he should have said.
The stone.
Yeah. What an idiot. They should fire him. Don't you think?
I think they should fire him. Yeah.
Mm.
Bring in Scott Snyder. Zack Snyder.
Or Scott Snyder.
Any of the Snyders. Yeah. Uh-huh. Freaking D. Snyder.
Who's D. Snyder?
They're in a band.
Cool.
From Twisted Sister.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
They seem...
I'm going to look that up just to make sure that's a rock and roll person and not like a white supremacist.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought you were going to make sure your knowledge was spot on because I was going to be like, who cares?
Yeah, well, exactly. I also don't care.
Here we go. D. Snyder. What do we got, Mason?
Twisted Sister.
Good stuff.
That's a relief.
Yeah. Well, you've done it. I mean, I could have edited it out, but now I don't have to.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've done a great service for this country.
You're welcome.
Oh, I got to ask you about the classic costume.
Looks
the
good.
The gold and the green.
Ah.
The Australian, mate. By the way, people don't know, that's the Australian colours, despite our flags not being any of those colours.
Yeah. You know this because every 4 years at the Olympics, we have an awful uniform based on those colours.
Yep.
It's always like a yellow suit and a green shirt. Yeah. And you're like, what are you
and
doing?
And a hat with corks.
Yeah.
It's always the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yuck. looks good. I don't know.
It's based off the wattle, which is an Australian. Yeah.
Look, I understand that they want to show us, because that's the classic Aquaman suit, and it does look good, but it also looks a little bit odd with the Jason Momoa
on him, yeah.
It does look good.
I think it looks better than the weird crab shelled armor that he's got in the other films.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you reckon it's CGI? It'd have to be, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll find out on the day, won't we?
We sure will.
Yeah. Is that filmed in Australia? I think it was.
Ooh, we'll find out on the day.
We guess
we'll will. Wait till the end and it'll say, made with the assistance of the Australian Film and Television.
Can't wait. Yeah. Green and gold, baby.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's what the Australian Olympic team should wear.
Green and gold?
Green pants, gold chainmail.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. I'm full of good ideas.
And they're going to CGI them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they could do that? Probably.
Yeah.
When's the next Olympics?
Who cares?
Good point.
What are we, an Olympics podcast?
No.
Should we pivot to being an Olympics podcast?
I haven't watched the last two.
No, neither have I. No. No idea.
That's 8 years of not watching the Olympics.
Wow. How have you survived?
Four, I guess. Because, you know, they happen whatever.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really watch the London one either, to be fair. And I was in... No, I wasn't
You were Olympics. In that Olympics.
I was in, yeah. I was...
Yeah.
anyway, all of that was irrelevant and lies. So we've got...
No, okay, but if you were going to be in the Olympics...
Down ball.
Down ball's an Olympic sport?
No.
Wow, all right.
I thought you could bring your own sport.
I mean, in the ancient Olympics, you could bring your own sport. But now, really? they're pretty firmly established.
Because I feel like the Guinness World Records is now just whatever. It's like, I'm the man who weighed 1,000 matchsticks.
It really is.
Okay.
Okay, well, well, guess what? Now you have a nemesis who's decided he's going to eat more matchsticks than you.
And that's your life forever.
You've built a rod for your own back, and that rod is eating matchsticks for the rest of your life. Good work. Good work, and now you'll have a footnote in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Did you read those as a kid, though?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I read them a lot.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what I'm saying is, though, if you're in the Olympics, what sport would you?
I'd probably be the world's fastest man. That'd be great.
Pretty good, yeah.
I'm not.
No.
But you're saying if I could just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't really care.
Okay, cool.
What would you do? Down ball?
Yeah, down ball. I was going to say shot put. Archery?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What if it was something based off something you could actually do?
Oh, then social media.
So you bring in your own sport.
Yeah, bring in my own sport, yeah.
But you know there's going to be someone better at social media than you. Then you've got to be locked in that forever.
That's true, yeah.
You're going to be up against Jake Paul for the rest of your life.
Oh, no, and he's doing it every day, bro.
He is.
Yeah, okay, I gotta quit then. Look, I'll quit while I'm on top, all right?
Well, speaking of quitting while you're on top, Mason, Chris Evans has said goodbye to Captain America on Twitter or Instagram. I can bring it up. Because I haven't, and I thought about bringing it up, and then I didn't. But now I'm here in the moment. I'm like,
you found the link, so
should have brought it up. I did find the link.
It'd be a shame to waste the segue, you know.
Yeah, here we go. Officially,
speaking of which, segue would be my Olympic sport.
What, building segways?
No, driving a segway.
But you know, there's somebody who's going to be segwaying every day.
Damn it!
Chris Evans, this is what he said. Officially wrapped on Avengers 4. It was an emotional day, to say the least. Playing this role over the last 8 years, that's three Olympics, has been an honor. Just to clarify, it is three because there's one at the start, then one in the middle, and then one at the end. That's how it works. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
To everyone in front of the camera, behind the camera, and in the audience, thank you for the memories. Eternally grateful. So,
what a class act.
He is. He was already quitting, right? That was the story beforehand?
I think so, yeah. I think.
But this seems to be official. But do you think it's a fake out? Where he's going to come back? Do you think he's going to take
a few
years off?
What we should do, maybe take the first letter of each of those words.
Okay.
And if it says all in, baby, then maybe that's a clue that he's still in.
No, it says O-R-4.
That's an Avengers 4 clue. That's a clue to Avengers 4.
I mean, one of the words is Avengers 4 in this.
Yeah, but that's a fake out. That's a red herring.
Why are people always looking for red herrings and fake outs in this shit?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we are.
Yeah,
do you think he's going to come back at some point?
Man, he's been in a lot of movies, hasn't he?
He's been in at least as many as he has done.
Yep, exactly. Might possibly more. Oh, all right.
Could he be in more movies than he's actually been in, though?
You know what? If he's gone, I would love to see him in, like, more of those high school PSAs.
Oh, yeah, sure.
In the Spider-Man movies or whatever.
They probably recorded a bunch of those.
Yeah, there's a gag reel on the Homecoming Blu-ray where it's just like a run of those. So.
You can have to pay him every time they do it then?
Yes.
Even though he's already recorded them? Sure, there's a clause where they don't have to.
Probably.
It's like a Brando Superman 2 thing where they have to reshoot it.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, he's a character that I would like to see stick around forever.
Yeah.
But Chris Evans has got to do something else at some point.
He's directing as well and
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't want to... Given that he is a good actor and a class act, I don't want to pigeonhole him to one character for the rest of his life.
You want this class actor out in the world.
Exactly. So it'd be nice to... I guess if he's done, he's done. But I would like to see him... Maybe, he gets killed off in Avengers 4, but he comes back in assorted dream sequences or the occasional time travel bit.
Yeah, right.
You know, maybe a scene... You know, if we're going to introduce time travel to this universe or parallel dimensions or something... Maybe he pops up every once in a while, a little snippet, and you go, that's right, he's the best.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Everybody goes, Chris Evans.
I would like to see evil Captain America in a few years.
Yeah, great.
Like, if he dies, they bring him back with the Infinity Gauntlet or Red Skull does. And it's like, oh, he sucks. And you think he's good, but he sucks.
I'm glad he was killed last time.
Yeah. So that I would like to see. Because I think if you kill him off and you just bring him back and it's just... same old Cap or whatever. I don't think that's...
I mean, that does make him... That does make him the main antagonist for a movie.
Mm.
Or does it? Could you...
Yes.
Would you be willing to see him brought back as like a undead, maybe like a non-speaking role or something like that?
I don't want any of that. Why bring him back then?
Yeah, okay.
Imagine someone with the charm and charisma
yes.
and class acting of Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Except he's evil. You know, Mason's just adjusting his back pocket.
What
is
I'm
that?
Back.
Is that a wallet?
It's my wallet.
It's got a, that button's too big on it. No wonder you...
I think it's a correct size button.
It's not, because if it was, you'd be comfortable sitting on it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. disagree.
But
now to get the feeling back in my legs.
How's that?
Here we go. It's great.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I think... And it would be interesting to see a version of Captain America who has all the charm of Chris Evans, but he's evil.
And that's like, what the comic is as well.
Yeah.
Like, he's very nice and reasonable, and he's good to the people who he's allied with.
But he's also a science fiction Nazi.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So, what a combination of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo might be in trouble, Mason, in real life for gambling debts.
Because of pranking?
Oh. No. Pranking, yes. But also, he may have revealed the title of Avengers Annihilation. I mean, 4, which is Annihilation. Now, I've revealed it.
Now you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Notice I haven't said anything.
Yeah.
I just mentioned his pranking.
Yes, you did.
Because I think he went around Comic-Con with
a mask on
or
something.
And it was a big reveal. And he's like, it's me, Mark Ruffalo.
If I ever go to Comic-Con, it's just going to be me running around ripping masks off.
Yeah,
people,
right.
Looking for Henry
Are you
Cavill.
Mark Ruffalo? Are you Cavill? Where are you? Cavill! Show yourself! I'm going to kill one Comic-Con goer every 10 minutes until you reveal yourself, Cavill!
So what do you think of the title?
Fine.
If it is the title.
Fine.
The Russo brothers have kind of hinted out that it might be.
Yeah.
They cut it out of Jimmy Fallon or wherever he was on when we said it to.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is this the fake out though?
Sounds final. Yeah, well, who knows?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. We don't know. They throw this shit out there and people endlessly speculate
about
it. That's what happens.
Yeah. But this then throw... I mean, people have said, I think, that, well, this means we won't see the actual Marvel Annihilation event on the movies.
Not necessarily.
But we don't have to see every...
No, but also they can just call it a different thing.
Call it a different thing.
Age of Ultron isn't an age. It's like a day and a half.
Day and a half of Ultron. Yeah. A couple of days of Ultron.
A couple of days.
As we've established,
that's
yes.
That's right. Great. What do you like the title, though?
It's fine.
Yeah. Kind of hard to spell.
But annihilation of what?
Too many N's.
I mean, the annihilation already happened, surely. Yeah.
Avengers, there was annihilation. Is that what you want? Like a past tense?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Remember that annihilation?
That was crazy.
Avengers 4. They've reversed it. That's the big twist.
That's
They've
good.
Reversed. Yeah. The tagline's up the top.
Why don't you work for Marvel? I mean, your dad's Bob Iger. He could get you a job.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Podcasting's more pure, you know? There's less studio interference.
Yeah. Time for an ad.
Here we go.
Actually, probably in a bit.
Yeah, all right.
We've got to talk about Spider-Man Far From Home.
Ooh, yes, we do.
This may be far from cinemas, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
A year or so out, maybe less,
yes.
Maybe more. They're filming it at the moment. There's a few reveals. One, a black suit Spider-Man.
Yeah, it looks...
stealth and bloody, what's it called, noir.
Does it looks very like Spider-Man noir. Is that a function of it being... Is that a stealthy suit or is it something he's cobbled together?
I think it's a shield suit. I think it's got a shield logo
right,
on it.
Okay.
I think someone spotted.
Okay, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Right. Do we know? We don't really know any story details about Far From Home yet. We don't even know why he's in England.
No.
Hmm.
Probably a field trip.
Could be a field trip.
Yeah.
I had the impression that maybe that's where he lands after the events of Avengers 4.
After he's brought back to life.
Yes.
Which he'll have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Possibly. I think also a lot of his cast, they're there with him in London or Europe.
Oh, like the school mates.
Maybe
the school
they're
mates.
Doing a...
Oh, then it's a field trip.
Maybe they're doing schoolies, mate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm. How old? No, wait. How old was he in the last one?
He was 15. I think they should get him out of school as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
because Tom Holland is approaching 40. So
that's so true. Aren't we all?
No,
I mean not
you're,
me.
You're,
again.
I'm
in the prime of my youth, or whatever I said last
whatever
week.
Whatever you said last week. Yes.
Mm-hmm,
so. And the other reveal was Mysterio.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal, who was nearly Spider-Man in Spider-Man 2 when Tobey Maguire had a back injury and used it as a negotiation tactic for more money or something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they actually got Gyllenhaal, but then they all switched.
Right, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like the suit from what we've seen. What do you think the helmet's going to be? Do you think it's going to be like a force field?
Probably. I mean, if this follows the route of Homecoming, where the villains are using a lot of alien technology.
Well, that one was. That one. I don't think that every one of them will.
No, that's probably true, but...
Because then that's the Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2 situation.
Yeah. But here's the thing, how about this?
No, I don't like it, but
nah,
go on.
Let me get two more words out.
I don't like your confidence.
Okay, right.
I find it sickening. It's very off-putting.
It's bad, right? What if Spider-Man is there
yeah.
because S.H.I.E.L.D.'s like, we're having problems. This alien tech has gotten out there.
Yeah.
We're going to send you around the world to get rid of it. And because you were so good about it last time.
Yeah.
Then you're our official guy now.
I mean, you got that ship cut in half.
That's true, yeah.
You dickhead. But then you came good in the end.
You came good in the end. Beat up saving the guy who was trying to kill everybody, you know?
Yeah, that was good of you.
Really nice
of you. I mean, he was really old.
Yeah, he probably would have died anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he's definitely going to have a S.H.I.E.L.D. interaction. Maybe that can just bring back Coulson now. Because he was in Captain Marvel and be like, yeah, people know him
and
now.
And I think there's a Spider-Man cartoon where he's the principal.
Yes,
there
is.
Of his high school, right?
You're absolutely right.
So maybe add that.
And the same actor.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I just got this here. Spider-Man Far From Home. Nick Fury spotted with Spider-Man in unexpected surroundings. There's an article.
England. In a chip shop.
No, they're on a channel in...
He's probably in a chip shop.
They're in a boat together on Venice. In Venice.
Ooh. That is far from home.
It's like Indiana Jones.
Barely any chip shops.
In Italy.
Yes.
Look, I've been there. I've traveled quite a bit.
I know.
There's not that many chip shops. You're
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Maybe they're getting gelato.
That's possible. Have you been there too?
Yes.
Both of us have traveled extensively.
Yeah, that's
both
right.
Men of the world.
Correct, yes.
Me probably more so, but
yeah,
mm-hmm. both of us in a way.
Yeah, all right.
You're too young to have traveled as much as I have.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've barely gotten out of this little town, you know?
I getcha.
Yeah. One day I'll pack up my little wagon.
Yeah.
I'll hop on a steamer.
And off you go.
And off I go, yeah. But anyway, I wouldn't put it past he goes onto a... Here's my plot prediction, which will invariably be wrong.
Yeah.
He goes on a field trip to England with his classmates. He shows up. Nick Fury's there. He's like, hey, we know you're Spider-Man. Here's a Spider-Man suit.
Sweet.
Now go beat up some people.
Also, I, Nick Fury, are here, so we don't have to pay Robert Downey Jr. $120 million.
Also, maybe he's dead.
Maybe
he's dead.
That's a good point. Man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What a world.
Mm-hmm.
Mason, last week was really exciting news for you because it was the revelation that Star Wars movies were slowing down.
Yes.
And you were like, well, that means less news.
Yes,
and
that's right.
And I said, but I think they're going to be ramping up television shows and other medias.
And I said, I guess.
And that has come to fruition full week.
I'm aware. I'm aware. But this is good stuff.
I love how resigned you are to this.
Yeah,
now.
This is quite good.
Yeah. So what are we talking about?
This is The Mandalorian,
yes.
right? Which is this is going to be on the Disney streaming service.
Correct.
And it's going to be, it has a rotating cast of directors.
Great list.
Taika Waititi.
Yes.
A different person.
Definitely.
Three to four more people.
It's Ava DuVernay, I think, might be doing
one. Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The dude who directed Dope, I think.
Okay.
Someone else. There's like, they named like three or
George
four.
George Lucas.
George Lucas!
Mm-hmm,
director!
Yeah.
Red Tails. I mean, he didn't direct that. Yeah. And apparently it's not good.
Red Dog.
He made Red Dog?
Yeah, he directed.
Did he make Red Dog 2 True Blue?
Whatever
it's called.
He directed that also, yep.
Great.
Name another movie.
With Red in it?
No, I was going to say Oddball.
What's
that Australian movie about a penguin or something.
Oh, you what? Okay,
he directed
Australian
that?
Movies.
Yep.
He directed Harvey Crumpet.
Yep.
Yeah, great. He directed the movie Shine with Jeffrey Rush.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, he directed Crocodile Dundee 3, but not 2.
Huh.
He directed the LA one.
Yeah, nice.
Remind me to tell you something about Crocodile Dundee after.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Sounds scandalous.
It's a bit scandalous.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you subscribe to our Patreon, we will also tell you that secret.
I can't.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Is this some juicy Paul Hogan news you can't share?
No, not that. There is rumors, though, that Chris Hemsworth posted about making that movie on his Twitter and his Instagram, so maybe they will. Okay. Anyway, The Mandalorian.
Takeaway. George Lucas directed the film Takeaway.
Getting square. I'm going to bring up that list of directors while you talk about other things about this series.
Okay.
You don't have anything else?
So it's The Mandalorian. Well,
did you see the image?
Yeah, so it's a bloody...
Jon Favreau, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Bryce Dallas Howard directing, very
good. Yeah, because she's directing now, yeah.
Nice.
Mm.
More like nice Dallas Howard.
She seems very nice.
Mm, yeah.
Dallas Howard.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it looks exciting. But we've only got the one. We've literally got the one image, right?
But by God, what an image.
Now, is that Boba Fett or is it just a Mandalorian?
Okay, I've got the synopsis here. Here we go. After the stories of Jango and Boba Fett.
Yawn. Boo.
Another warrior emerges in the Star Wars universe. The Mandalorian is set after the fall of the Empire and before the emergence of the First Order. We follow the travails of a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic.
Ooh.
So it's a descendant or somebody who gets the armor. It doesn't look like Boba Fett's armor. It doesn't have the little aerial.
Does it have to be a Fett?
No,
I
not
think maybe it's just a Mandalorian.
Well, there's the Star Wars Aftermath series.
Right.
And the story, I believe, I haven't read it, but in that, I think the Sarlacc is torched and somebody finds armor, Mandalorian armor.
Right.
And it's implied, though it's not said, that it's Boba Fett. Looking at this, though, it might be, parts of it might be Boba Fett, but it could be resprayed. It's hard to tell, really. Also, we don't know who's in it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I hope it's not
I mean, like, as in the actor.
Oh, right, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's not a Fett.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it might be. So I wouldn't mind seeing Boba Fett actually turn up again and get the dude who played Jango Fett to just do it because he's a great
actor. Yeah, for sure. So, okay, right. Uh-huh.
And he's in Aquaman, the movie you love.
That's true. He's the dad.
He's the dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's also in 6 Days, Seven Nights with Harrison Ford. We've talked about this. What a film.
Yeah.
But what else we got here? It's going to be 10 episodes, $100 million for the season. And like you said, it's going to debut with a streaming service next year. I wonder whether they're going to drop all 10 at once, or do you reckon it'll be weekly, episodic? I think it'll be episodic.
What would you prefer?
Probably weekly.
Same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Because then it's not a rush for everybody to watch it.
Yeah. And then, we don't have to crush it in a weekend.
We don't have to crush it in a weekend. And then, it's something for people to talk about every week.
Yeah.
If their strategy is to keep people talking about Star Wars, but not to provide endless Star Wars news, which, as we know, is exhausting and makes us all mad.
Some people like it. Some people think it's good.
No one likes it. It's terrible. But instead, if you could give us an hour of Star Wars entertainment every week,
yep,
and we can talk about that, much better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Mason, we need a Star Wars-themed podcast that's just going to cover recaps of this episode. We need a name, and they're all taken. Every Star Wars pun you can think of is a podcast.
Oh.
So you need to think about that, all right?
Okay, I'll think about it. I'll let you know at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, this is podcasting. That's probably one.
Yeah, it is. I've seen it.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
They're very
And by that,
good.
I mean numerous.
Yes.
Just listen to Steel Wars.
Yeah,
just
Steel Wars is good. It's a good one, yeah.
Anything else about that, though?
No.
Sounds good.
Hope he's got a rocket on his back.
He fucking better.
Does he have? Can you see the rocket on his back?
I don't believe so. Also, it might not be a he. Ooh. But what, you know, the gun that he has?
Mandalorian.
But people,
Phasma,
exactly, because people are like, well, Phasma doesn't look like a lady. What do you want, like a breastplate? Do you want boobs in the armor?
Do you want two individual boobs?
That's what you want.
Right, yeah, uh-huh.
So, I mean, people have said maybe it's Katie Sackhoff because her character, well, she's in Battlestar Galactica, as we know, but she voices a character from the Clone Wars and Rebels.
Oh.
So she could maybe show up.
That's cool.
So, yeah, who knows? Nice. But the other rumor is the dude from Kingsman, the American guy who's not Channing Tatum. Because he's rumored to be
Pistol Pete.
So,
or whatever it was, Whippy Dan. What was his name?
Yeah, Whippy Dan. Yeah.
Mr. Whippy.
All right.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. Have you ever been in a situation where you need to search something on the internet, but it's kind of embarrassing and you don't want people to ever find out what you're searching for? It might be like a medical thing or a personal thing or whatever. I don't know what you're up to. And you might be thinking to yourself, look, I can just go into incognito mode. But let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browser history. Your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why, even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Now, most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on because it runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is also available on all your devices. We're talking phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more.
Mason, we got to talk about Venom because it came out.
Venom.
It's big. US box office.
Huge, right? $80 million or something?
Potentially, yeah. Between 70 and 80, which is big. And it's also, an R-rated film probably wouldn't have done those numbers. Right, we talked about this.
So the lesson they've learned is make more movies like this movie we just saw.
Yeah.
Right. You went to the media screening, right?
I did.
Now, the only... I was a little bit busy, yep. So I just went on a regular screening. And the only reason I was concerned is that I was maybe there'd be a dude dressed as Venom.
Right.
At the media screening, was there one?
I think there was a couple. I think there was the girl that had the half Venom face, like in like makeup, okay, I think, or that's prosthetics. Cool. But I didn't get a good look.
All right.
And I wanted to tear it off and see if it was Henry Cavill.
Yeah, absolutely, because it was always pranking.
Always
he's pranking. He's taking his pranking internationally.
Do you think that's what he's doing?
Yeah.
Now that he's not Superman, or is he?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Pranking.
Anyway, the critical consensus is not good. It's something like 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not that that means anything to anybody.
Uh-huh.
But generally, fans have been pretty positive on it, But maybe they didn't know what the story was.
Ah!
When in fact, Mason,
yes,
one of us knew what the story was at the very least.
Ah, all right.
That'd be you. What do you think, so, what do you think the story was, Mason?
It said it, Brock.
Yep.
You know, because he's like, I'm in Brock.
I'm a Jonas. Yeah.
But he's a, he can't... He
he's
can't,
no nonsense. Or
he's
not, is he?
He's taking no prisoners. Or is he? And he just wants to do the right thing. Or does he? Yeah. And he just wants to tear down the powerful. Or does he?
Yeah.
And but he's loyal. Or is he? And then he gets infected by an alien and turns into Venom.
Or does he?
No, he does.
I'm he does, sure he definitively. Does, that's yeah. one thing we know about that
yeah,
character.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think?
I just saw it. Like yeah. I saw it's 10 o'clock now. I saw it at 4.
Yeah, right.
So I've only had a few hours to digest it. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw it like 5 days ago.
Yeah. And is this movie any good?
It's not good. I wouldn't say it's not good.
Yeah.
But there are elements in it that are fun and may unintentionally or not. I can't tell what of this is supposed to be.
Have we spoken about, apparently, according to Tom Hardy, they took out 40,
like 40 minutes,
40 minutes of were taken out, and all the stuff they took out was his favourite parts.
Yeah.
But he hasn't elaborated on that.
No.
But I think what they took out was Act 2. I think all of Act 2 is gone. Because he's like, because he gets the powers of Venom, and he's like, will I do the right thing? I'll do the right thing.
I'm going to do it. Or will he?
Yeah,
he does immediately.
He does, yeah, immediately.
Yeah. It felt to me a bit like...
And Venom's like, if I can... Do we spoil it? I don't know.
Do you want to just spoil from the start?
No, let's... Okay, well, let's we can do this non-spoiler.
Okay.
But there's a... I don't know. But there's a lot of, like... He gets... Look, we all know he gets the Venom symbiote, obviously. He gets the Venom symbiote, and then...
Symbiote. I don't know what it is.
Let's say symbiote.
They actually switch it up in the movie.
Oh, do they? I was going to say... Yeah.
And someone actually tweeted in that
right.
some of the dialogue from the trailer was swapped, like they ADR'd it to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, anyway, so he gets the symbiote and he's like, oh, what's going on? And then like 10 minutes later, he's having full conversations with this alien that knows full, you know, it knows idioms and it knows slang and it knows swear words.
Yep.
And it can read his mind, but it can't read his mind.
Yeah.
And it like
you can come out and talk to him like a little puppet,
but then it doesn't. Sometimes it just talks in his head.
Yeah.
But like it just went from 0 to 100 in 5 minutes.
It's pretty boring for the first 30 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Or kind of nothing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then it kind of goes a bit insane, but also kind of reels back in places because of the R-rated. They talk about how he's biting off heads in this, but you can't really tell for a lot of it. They kind of, when he's I think sometimes they're even like, you bit that guy's head off.
Yeah, there's
in case
no,
you didn't know.
There's no chomp, and then we see a headless body fall to the ground.
Yeah.
There's a chomp and a cut.
Yes.
You know, so.
There's also a moment, and it's towards the end, where he bites off somebody's head, and then the mask comes off Venom, and Tom Hardy is chewing.
Yeah.
So I guess he ingests human flesh as well.
I had a conversation with that the other day. I said, I'm probably going to go see Venom, and they said, I've always wondered, does the man in the suit eat the stuff as well? And
I mean,
guess
I'm sure
he
the symbiote absorbs it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Although I've got an Easter egg video on my channel, you can check it out now,
ooh,
Mason.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I likened this to Punisher Warzone, but I think Punisher Warzone is more intentionally goofy and over the top than this is.
Yes, yeah.
I'd imagine it's kind of also Spirit of Vengeance, which I haven't seen.
Is that deliberately over the top, the second Ghost Rider movie?
Yeah. I mean, it is, I assume.
It's not that over the top, that movie, no.
Oh, isn't it?
No,
because I know you're a fan.
Yeah, I like that movie, but it's not.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought it was like Nick Cage crazy.
It's more, no, Ghost Rider 2 is more self-aware.
Right.
Because he's like peeing fire and stuff.
Cool.
And he's like, it's awesome when I pee fire.
Is it though? That would burn. Tom Hardy's performance, I thought he was good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in that when he does the dual roles.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I think he pulls that off well, and it's convincing that he's talking to himself and he's got this entity in him.
Right.
He's really given it 100%. Maybe even 140% if you believe that 40 minutes were cut out of it.
Mm-hmm, right.
But what did you think of that?
I think he's pretty good. He's better in scenes with better actors.
Okay.
There's scenes where he's with Michelle Williams as the love interest, and I think...
I thought she was a bit flat.
Yeah, I also think... Yeah. Here's the thing. I think she was... As I understand it, she did this one for the paycheck.
Mm.
And I feel she's not giving it 100%. But I think when Tom Hardy's in a room with somebody who's like a you know, Oscar nominee or whatever. I think he's like, well, I better raise my game right up. I think he's better. And I think he's very good in those scenes. And she's kind of like, okay, what am I saying in this?
Yeah.
All right, you've got a parasite and it's a thing, whatever.
Don't, my boss. Yeah. I'm just a lawyer. I'm just hardworking.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
But there's also, because he's got the love interest, there seems to be some missing relationship in there.
This got hacked.
Yeah, because there's, you know, she's a character that believes in him 100%. They're going to get married because, you know, he's a loose cannon, but he's a man of his word and she loves him no matter what. Actually, no, she doesn't. All of a sudden, bang. Well, what happened in the middle?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely, yeah. It was a bit...
Mm. And there's no explanation as to why.
No. Well, I think we should just do spoilers.
Okay, cool.
God.
How do we rank this then? I don't want to say it's just a movie.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Like, it was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, it's pretty average. Like, a lot of it's, like, there were moments where I'm like, that's interesting and something.
Yep.
But then a lot of it's just.
God. Would you see another one? I would see another one.
Probably, yeah.
But I would expect the next one to be way better than this.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
You take the elements of this. I think the wackiness of this works. One bit that I thought was really funny, when he escapes the facility after he gets the Venom symbiote initially, he runs out and he just runs straight into a fence.
And through it. You think he's going to jump through the fence, but he just goes through the fence.
Runs straight into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
And I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
And the post credits is very funny.
Yeah, but unintentionally.
Unintentionally, yeah. That's why I mean, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
What part of this is supposed to be funny? Yeah. I mean, there's a bit with like a lobster tank, which is clearly supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You know what it felt like to me? Is it felt like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies, but with more grit over the top, like more grind. Like, I think I've spoken about, you know, I think maybe even last week, I spoke about the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies a couple of weeks ago, where I look at those movies and they feel kind of unfinished.
Yeah.
Like there's this, you know, there'll be a school and the notice board is blank because they were like, well, nobody's going to look at that.
And they filled it with 30-year-olds.
Or... Exactly, yeah. But, you know, but say Spider-Man Homecoming, you get that notice board and they fill it with real notices and whatever and just filled with Easter eggs. And it looks like if you would walk into that, you would assume it was a real classroom kind of thing.
Yeah.
This movie feels a little bit, it feels like the Sam Raimi movies in terms of dialogue and plot and whatever. It feels like...
It's pretty simplistic.
It feels simplistic. It feels like the script is from years ago.
Yes.
And they've filmed it now.
Yeah, okay, that's
so fair. So I think some of it works and some of it feels kind of hokey.
Maybe it's a bit John Travolta, Thomas Jane Punisher.
Yeah, it is a little,
maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it feels like this is an old script and they just went, well, we've got it, we'll film it now. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot that relies on it being written now. It could have been written 10 years ago.
No. You know? I mean, he's vlogging. That's his job.
Is he vlogging or is that coming to TV?
I don't think it was a TV show, was it?
No, I think that was on TV.
Okay, right. Yeah. I guess they had a big TV camera.
They did have a big TV camera.
Okay, you're right. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give it best, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
This is a real Batman v Superman situation.
It really is, isn't it? No, it's not. The movie's terrible.
It's like in The Punisher. That movie's fine for a lot of it, but then he fights giant Popeye, and it's amazing. And it's kind of like that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Where, like, there's just a bit out of the blue that's Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to say worst movie ever.
I'm going to have to go with you on that.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate it.
I also didn't hate it.
I would see a sequel.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, anyway, spoilers.
Spoilers. I liked that the boyfriend of his ex-fiancée...
Was not a dick.
Just not a dick for no reason.
Yeah, and wasn't revealed to be a dick later.
No, he was just a nice,
just
helpful
man. Just a nice man, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Where should we go with this? Okay, let's see. So the final battle sequence was just Venom fighting
another
Venom. That was not interesting.
I mean, it was short. They didn't fight each other for that long, which was good.
And I understand that it's two symbiotes from the same planet, so they would have similar
asteroid
powers.
Asteroid. Okay. This asteroid, right, that's flying through...
Apparently had millions of...
They got four or whatever.
They got four, right?
Uh-huh. Okay, so this asteroid, was it passing Earth? Where was it? And presumably it kept going. So they get the symbiotes off it.
Yeah.
Then they come back to Earth. And then at the end, he's like, I'm just going to get back to that asteroid, am I? I'm just going to go back to this asteroid that's hurtling through space.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to fly back to it and just grab some more. Just grab all the million and bring them to Earth.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure what was supposed to happen there.
It's a bit vague,
what was
isn't
the
it?
Plan? Could he fit a million of those on his ship?
And I feel it also really ramped. Like, it went from nowhere to this, well, I'm going to go and bring millions of aliens to Earth and destroy it all. That went...
Just with this thing that I've just met.
Yeah,
this monster that's attached itself to me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
To what end?
Right, exactly.
Like, why would he want that? I guess he was infected, but it also felt like that they're very much two separate entities.
Yeah, right.
When you've got a symbiote.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You've just got... Mm. It's like having another person in
your
head.
Okay, the good. I like the scene where Venom fights the SWAT team.
Yep.
But it went on way too long. And also, I think... You know, actually, I liked individual shots of what was happening in that fight with the SWAT team.
Like where
he crushes the tear gas and he eats a tear gas thing and it, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just... there was so much of him leaping about and swinging about and dropping stuff. He's bulletproof.
Yeah.
Like he's not indestructible, but there's nothing they've got that can harm him. Why did the fight...
Oh, they've got like sonic... I don't think by accident they're setting off grenades that kind of...
They were like flash grenades,
yeah,
but they didn't seem
to
be...
They
didn't really seem to affect him.
No.
I feel it was an oddly staged fight, because why does he keep leaping around? He could have just... Especially if it's that's Venom.
He could stand there and then 100 tendrils could...
Yeah,
he's
also there. He's also right in the spot before Eddie Brock's like, you shouldn't kill these people. It's odd to me that he didn't just kill them all straight away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't kill bad people. Or he does. Or good people. I'm not sure. There was a lot of also, I felt Carlton Drake, the villain, who I didn't mind. He was all right, I guess.
Yeah.
He was really cavalier about opening and closing those containers with the aliens in it.
How'd they get them back in?
That's what I'm saying. And he killed a couple just by opening it and then not putting it back in. And then they come in and they're like, oh, this one's dead. You only got four?
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You don't just let them out. Yeah. Like the one that he sets off on, what's her name from?
Jenny Slate.
Yeah. As he's leaving, he's like, open it up. He wasn't even out the door. And he's like,
it could have jumped on him.
Yeah, it could have.
Yeah, it's true.
Also, I don't understand the relationship with humans, these things, because... they would eat you from the inside unless you were a good match, but being a match meant if it liked you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it was killing him.
Yeah.
Right? Until it decided not to kill him.
Venom was.
Yeah.
It was, no, basically, because he was hungry, I think his internal metabolism was consuming Eddie Brock. That's why he had to bite people's heads off.
No, I understand that.
Right.
But what about the other ones? Were they an actual match? Like, does he not... Because he's like, I like you. I'm going to hang around with you.
I think it had to be two things. It had to be a DNA match. And if it wasn't a DNA match, they'd just explode, like the first guy, where it just exploded out of him.
But sometimes it was like, this one's syncing up really well. And then 3 days later, it's like, no, he's dead. Why?
Because that one would consume their organs. They hadn't figured it out.
Okay.
So I think that checks out.
Okay, it all checks out.
It all checks out, doesn't it?
I'm completely wrong.
Yeah, but it did feel like it. A lot of it felt like an early superhero movie in the sense that it was like, "Hey, I'm vulnerable to sonics and fire.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you know, just straight up.
That's your kryptonite. Yes, those are my kryptonites, as in weaknesses.
Yeah. Well, that's because, like, again, so he went from just he was just feeling gross.
Yep.
And then 5 minutes later. Like Venom's calling him a pussy and whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know everything about you. I'm in your head or whatever. And then he gets a phone call from his girlfriend and Venom's like, who's that?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you know? Are you in his head or not?
Not?
Mm.
I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you like the bit where he kissed him?
Yep.
The Lady Venom?
Lady Venom.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, here's a weird thing that I thought was weird. Mm-hmm. So Tom Hardy was pretty cool and casual about walking around and showing people that he had mutant magic space powers and he'd bite people's heads off in convenience stores where presumably there was cameras and he's like...
Side note, he was also very cavalier about running around with all this evidence that the corporation was doing bad things, but never thought to email it to anybody.
No, he didn't.
Just email it to your boss. What are you doing?
He didn't have a boss, Mason.
Email it to anyone. It doesn't matter. Email it to everybody. Literally anyone.
Put it on Reddit.
Just put it on Reddit. Put it up on YouTube. It doesn't matter.
Put
what
it on the
doing?
Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group.
Yes.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah, but at the end, he's just living in the same neighborhood where he was always living. The police know who he is.
Yep.
A lot of people know he's Venom. Uh-huh. He's just revealing it to everybody.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
I also like that when his girlfriend broke it off with him, he moved to like a different part of New York where it was always nighttime and dirty, and he had a dead plant that he couldn't keep alive. I thought that was fun. Also, what I did enjoy is that apparently in New York, they still advertise dishwashing positions like in the newspaper.
This was San Francisco, Mason.
It is San Francisco.
Yeah, right, yeah.
We know that because there was trolley cars and bloody...
And they say it.
Yeah, they do say it. And there was some Keek to Sneak on the...
Keek to Sneak?
He's a rapper from the Bay Area.
I knew that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Okay.
They do kind of work in his New York origin where he's like, you got fired from your last job. And he's like, well, yeah, that was an incident. And so they kind of work in that Sin Eater story roughly. Do you think this works without Spider-Man?
It doesn't. Well, I think kind of. But now it won't work with Spider-Man.
No, you can't put him in
because
there.
Because why would... The Venom's... His entire history with Spider-Man is... They both hate him with a passion.
Yeah.
And everything from that to, you know, any kind of modern reconciliation they've had, or, you know, he's come to terms with the fact that Spider-Man's a good guy and now he'll be an anti-hero or whatever. And the fact that the next one's Flash and the next one is, you know, the Scorpion or whatever.
Yeah.
None of that works now.
No.
Because it's just going to be a guy he meets.
I guess you could have the symbiote leave him and go to Spider-Man.
Right.
And then it comes back to him, I guess.
There's also, I think... We're going all over the place, but I think that's fine.
That's this movie, Mason.
That is this movie. I think they reused a couple of the shots where the symbiote jumps out of the containers.
The container? Flipped it or something?
Not even flipped it. I think when it comes out of the container and kills the first guy, and when it comes out of the container and kills Jenny Slate, they're the same shots.
Okay.
They're exactly the same.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
It might be.
Believe it.
Okay, I believe you now. That was good.
Also, I thought it was odd that, you know... I think I mentioned this earlier that Michelle Williams' character is like, oh, I love you, we're going to get married, and you're a loose cannon, but everything you do is really important. One, that he would just go and read her email and expect that nobody would figure that out.
Yeah.
Like how...
Maybe he didn't care. I guess that was the point.
Yeah. But then why is he stuck around to this point? And also,
it wasn't even good journalism.
No.
He just brought it to him. He wasn't like, this is the evidence.
Yeah.
Like, I have it.
Yeah.
He was just like, what do you think of this? And he's like, I deny it. Also, and then he got fired.
And also, yeah.
What are you doing?
And also in that scene.
What do you think was going to happen?
He's got that fake chumminess.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody ever comes up to me and he's like, hey, we're just going to talk about your rockets or whatever.
I'm trying to say something.
I'd be like... Where is this going?
Yeah.
This is a trap.
Yeah.
And I'm not falling for it.
That's what the door-to-door... I had a door-to-door guy the other day.
All right.
God, they're the worst.
But also, as soon as he does this, he gets fired and she gets fired and she's like, I'm out of here. That's it.
Mm.
No more. Like, you're not going to talk about this at all?
No.
Nah. Yeah. Come on.
He crossed one too many lines this one time.
This one time he did.
Did you like the bit where he ate lobsters?
Yeah.
I did. Apparently that was improv'd.
Ooh.
And they had to get a plastic lobster brought in and everything.
Huh.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't that improv, was it?
Well, I mean, they would have rung it. I don't know how it worked exactly.
Yeah, right.
All right. What do you want? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether the Venom needed heads or he needed potatoes.
No, he needed live food.
Yeah, but then he also would have like...
He would also like tater. See, that's a... I believe that's
and he
a
had
throw-
chocolate?
Yeah, I believe that's a throwback to the late 90s version of Venom where he'd been PG-ified in the comic book so much that he was just eating chocolate. His weakness... He could be subdued by eating chocolate.
Speaking of,
yes,
there's a caravan of garbage coming up this week.
Ooh.
Where Mason recounts a classic late 90s Venom tale. And boy, is it. What do you think of the story?
It's bad.
Yes.
One of the worst.
It's coming up this week.
Nice.
I'll be on Patreon early.
Ooh.
What else we got here? Okay. The post-credits.
Yep.
I mean, I understand the inclusion of Carnage, but it was
the worst.
An awful wig and an awful sequence.
Ridiculous.
With awful dialogue.
Everyone laughed.
Yes.
Everyone in the cinema
with
I was at laughed.
Sideshow Bob wig.
I know for a fact there were some people.
He's too old for that hair.
I know for a fact there were some people in the cinema who were like aware of Spider-Man stuff because as I was sitting out the front waiting for the cinema to open, some teens walked past and one of them said, hey, that's a guy who does a podcast I listen to.
Really?
Not their favorite podcast.
Did he talk to you or he just said that in passing?
He could have been talking to anybody. Talking about anybody. Doesn't matter. Anyway, so I know there were some people on board.
Yeah.
And I know there was, I'm guessing there were some people that weren't, and there were some people not on board, but everybody was like, ha ha ha, why's Woody Harrelson got that hair?
Yes.
Just have him be bald.
That's just have him be bald.
That's how Woody Harrelson looked. Or how about just like a crew cut, yep. Like red hair crew cut.
No, Mason, comic accurate. Ugh. Some of the time.
That doesn't, it's not even what his hair looks like. No, in
it's
the comics.
Not. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck. Weird.
And then the line, when I get out of here, it's going to be carnage.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for coming for this interview that is over now.
Yeah. See, and that's also because it was, I feel like maybe that.
This movie is bad.
It is bad. I'm glad we gave it worst movie ever. That scene at the end, I feel was a microcosm for the whole movie.
Right.
Because he goes like, hey, do you want me to skip the whole serial killer thing? Like, it was kind of self-aware.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to be the same. But then it just fell into it fell into cliche anyway.
Do you think Eddie Brock's going to, like, he's going to leave a seed?
Do you think
carnage?
Yeah, do you think Venom's going to give birth?
I don't know.
In that, who knows?
I don't know.
I
mean, Eddie Brock could get arrested because everyone knows he's Venom.
Maybe that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What a dumb scene.
Yeah.
I think without the wig, I think it would work.
Yeah,
on some level.
Maybe they'll take the wig out for the home video release.
Why is he obsessed with Eddie Brock anyway?
The carnage.
Yeah, because he's just like scratching his name in the.
Is that what he was writing?
Yeah, wasn't he writing that?
No, I think he was writing something else.
Like a sonnet.
He was writing a sonnet. Yes.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. A lot of people have said that this could be a contender for the Gamers On Award because it does ham-fistedly set up a sequel.
Yes,
but I think this is going to get a sequel.
Yeah, right.
So does that award only count if?
No, I feel the attempt is what counts. Whether or not we get one,
I thought it was ham-fisted but failed.
Oh, I see. Right.
On money alone, this will get a sequel.
Yeah, right.
And I think a lot of people are pretty kind of surprised that it's not the worst,
mm-hmm.
like us.
Yeah, right.
I really didn't dislike it. Like, it was kind of fun and dumb.
I think our attitudes will change over the course of a few days.
But I think it might. But I saw it on Wednesday. And I'm still like, I hated it. Did I?
But you've gone back and forth.
Yeah.
Right. Interesting.
Because there's some really kind of great dumb stuff in this movie.
Think of another great dumb thing in it.
Can't.
See?
The bit where he runs up the building as Venom.
Yep, I guess.
The bit where they have a symbiote battle and it's just black spaghetti spilling all over the
But that's not
place.
Good. It's bad. What's another good bit?
I like the bit where they take the symbiote off him in the hospital, and then he just runs out the door, and then they close the glass doors, and they're like, "That'll get it." Oh, where did it go?
Yeah.
Did it get out one of the many holes in this room?
I was kind of hoping after that, when he's about to be killed by the security guys in the forest, that he was saved by Venom Dog. I was really hoping that it was going to be
great.
A dog. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, they didn't do that.
No.
But why would they?
Mm-hmm. When they've got sexy Venom lady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's also from the comics.
Yeah.
It's in my Easter egg video.
Ooh.
Anyway, do you think this could work in the MCU? I think there's enough left vague that they could fold it in, but I don't think Disney will do it. They don't need it.
No.
They don't need this hassle.
No. And I think, again, if they had made it implicitly tied to the Spider-Man universe somehow, then I think there would be a scope.
And there are links there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I think if they were like, if they would somehow tie it to Spider-Man's origin, then they could. But in this case, I feel it's not so much could they do it, it's what's the point of them doing
yeah,
it.
Right, yeah, right.
Do we need a Venom in this? Although I'd like maybe to see Venom in a universe where he's fighting people like that aren't CGI monsters or whatever.
Well, too bad.
Yeah, it's too
that's
bad.
That's all we're
going
to get in these movies. The sequel's going to be.
Also, what are those symbiotes doing out on that asteroid?
These are all questions.
They're just because he's like, I'm kind of a loser on my home world.
I don't know.
So what?
Does it have an atmosphere? Also, does it have an atmosphere? This asteroid? I mean, I guess it does because they can't survive in oxygen-rich environments.
But here's one more thought. Why did Venom change his attitude at all?
Because
he's like,
just because it was in his head and he was nice.
Because he's like, I came here to destroy your whole planet.
Oh, because he was a loser.
But now I'm not gonna.
Because I was a loser, but now
is that
I'm
why?
Cool. Yep, I think that was it.
Is Venom smart or an idiot?
An idiot.
He's an idiot. That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. What a film.
Ah.
Got some reviews here from Dan.
Okay. The man
saw Venom. I think it was okay. Probably better than
Justice
League.
Is there a question mark there?
Yes, there is.
Great.
Probably better than Justice League. Pacing was the worst part. Sexy Venom was weird. Could definitely see that there was once a good movie in there that I'd rather be watching. Charlie Newman says, I thought Venom would be bad, but it was actually a ton of fun and I enjoyed it immensely. Ooh. Witchbrow says, just saw Venom! Good action.
He's yawning at the time.
Didn't say it like that. Good action scenes and Tom Hardy's performance. Not enough to save the movie from being meh. Worst movie ever. Sexy Matt said, just saw Venom. Unsurprisingly, it was bad, but the game is on. But is the game on? Mm. Sorry. And Keith Barnes says,
okay, so what should we
say? I can't believe this, but I didn't hate the movie. It's not good, but I somehow didn't hate it. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What do you got?
So isn't that interesting?
Yeah. It has to be. If they do a sequel, it's got to be way better than this.
Yeah, I agree.
Otherwise, it's going to be like an Amazing Spider-Man 2, where they get cocky.
Yeah, and
to this movie's credit, it's not all, this is the next film, which is what the Amazing Spider-Man was.
That's true, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm. What were you going to say, though?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Yeah, it seemed like you're going to have something real good
to say. It was really, really poignant and relevant.
Very good.
Guess we'll never know, though.
That's a shame. But you know what's not a shame?
Yes.
Letting everybody know what we're going to read.
Oh, what we are currently reading.
Yes. I'm doing the thing.
What are we reading today? I'm a couple of episodes. Wait, theme song?
Yeah, I did it already.
Oh, nice. that's what I'm saying. Theme song. Well, I always enjoy listening to it.
Good.
I'm a couple of episodes into Maniac on Netflix.
Oh, the Jonah Hill.
Emma Stone. Is that good? Yeah, it's good.
Do you have to pay attention?
You definitely have to pay attention.
All right.
Yeah. Mm. So it's those two both get introduced, both join a medical trial for a particular type of drug.
Gotcha.
Both for different reasons.
Yep.
And they've got bloody problems inside their minds and outside their minds.
Oh, wow.
And it's set in kind of a parallel universe now.
Yeah.
That is...
Is it a bit Eternal Sunshine, Spotless
Mind?
It's
a little bit Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And it's sort of it's the modern day, but it's a slightly different world than ours.
Right.
So like a lot of the technology seems to be stuck in the 80s, but some of it, like there's in this world, there's something called an ad buddy, where if you don't have if you don't have enough money to pay for like your train ticket, a guy will show up and read ads to you as you take the train, and you have to pay attention to him to pay off the.
That's
the price
good.
Of the train ticket, yeah.
Impractical.
Very impractical.
Well, I like it.
Yeah. Mm. It's good, though. Okay.
Legion-esque?
It is a little Legion-esque, yeah. Is there a new season of that coming out soon?
Yeah, probably.
Nice.
Unless Fox cancelled it or something, which they may have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what we've got to watch for next week, Mason?
What's that?
The Halloween sequel is coming out.
Oh, I see.
I thought for next week. And if people want to watch along with us, that'd be great. I thought we could do Halloween 1,
okay.
The original, which this new one is a sequel to.
All right.
And skip everything else and do H20,
okay.
H2O.
Just add water.
Yeah, just
Halloween add water. Halloween H20, just add water.
And maybe 2. I might do 2 as well, Halloween 1 and 2.
All right.
But what do you think of that?
Okay,
think
great.
Of that next
Sounds
week.
Good.
Yeah.
We're really going to love it.
That's what I'm going to be doing this week.
Mm-hmm.
And other things. I've got other commitments, obviously.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm a busy boy, Mason.
Well, yeah.
I don't muck around. Mm-hmm. I've got to grow this beard back.
I was literally just going to say, you're going to need to conserve most of your energy for growing the beard
it's
back.
It's true.
Yeah.
Get plenty of sleep, drink plenty of water.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, is it the lettuce theme time?
Lettuce theme is right here in my hot little hand.
Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
Hang on, they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
You have a pained expression on your face,
I was thinking about the Venom review, and I feel like if it was really bad or weirder, it would have made for a better conversation. But just kind of like, why is this that? And that bit was all right, wasn't it? Like, that's what I hate, man. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I think you said
yeah.
it last week. It's yeah. either really great or really terrible.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And anything in between is boring.
Exactly.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter, and we'll give that a bloody readout. Also, you can shoot an email over to Mason at weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Maybe he's got one ready to go in 3, 2, 1.
I haven't. I could have cut you off, but I chose not to. I'm still looking.
I can do a tweet.
Oh, here's actually something that I have noted down for talking about this week.
Okay.
That a lot of people emailed in and mentioned on our Facebook group, the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates.
Yep.
Last week, during our superhero showdown, we talked about the Avengers from the movie The Avengers.
Oh, how we missed Thor.
Versus the Justice League. See, it depends. It might change it.
Not movie Thor.
No, I think it depends. So
if he's got the axe.
No, I'm saying Avengers. Yeah, I'm saying exactly, Avengers 1 Thor. No, but here's what I'm saying. Because we didn't even mention Thor.
No.
I think it does potentially change it. So here's the proviso. If the Superman in Justice League is as vulnerable to magic as the Superman in the comic books, and if what Thor does is considered magic...
Which it might not be.
Which it could be, though. Because we don't know. Because in the comic books, magic is magic.
Yeah.
But in Marvel, the magic that the Asgardians do is considered... It's a technology that is...
Well, some of it is like... But then what is Loki? He doesn't have microchips on him.
Exactly, right?
You know? Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So what they have is magic is essentially... It's some sort of shortcut in the universe.
Yes.
To do things that you couldn't... That seemingly defy the laws of physics. So what I'm saying is if that what he does is considered magic, then he could totally clock Superman in one punch.
One punch?
A couple of punches. Shazam can do it. Shazam, Captain Marvel can clock Superman in one punch. So, it wouldn't necessarily kill him, but he could sucker punch him. And I'm saying if those two provisos are true, then that is a much more even fight.
Okay. I don't think it'd make it. I think Superman is still faster than Thor.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see when, what's his name, Steppenwolf or the Flash was trying to fight him?
Yeah.
It wasn't. They weren't even close. Right. I don't think Thor could even hit him.
Right.
Mm.
Ooh.
But then again, Batman hit him. So
that's what I'm talking about. And I think also I'm saying even Thor Avengers 1 could probably survive like a punch from Superman.
Right.
Maybe not a whole bunch of them, but at least one, and then he's close enough. I'm saying it's a fairer fight if we remember that Thor exists as we did in last week.
Fairer, but not. I still think. I still don't think it would make a difference. Mm-hmm. Got a tweet here, Mason.
Yes.
It's from Jake Lamont. This is about Black Mirror. Did you hear whether there might be a Black Mirror Choose Your Own Adventure story and there's going to be episodes by the end of the year?
Yes.
Well, there is.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Mr. Sunday Movies and Wikipedia Brown, have you heard this? Would you be interested in seeing something like it? So that's the thing that I just said then. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Are you interested in that or is it a gimmick? Has technology gone too far?
I mean, it is a gimmick, certainly, but here's the thing. I feel it would only work if you can only ever choose one.
Okay.
And then you can never choose any again, and if you tell anybody about the other endings, you are killed.
Okay.
Black Mirror style.
Like Black Mirror.
Like in a Black Mirror, exactly.
Yeah, like in a Black Mirror. Yeah. That's not what it is.
Oh.
So aside from that, do you think it could work? Aside from those unrealistic stipulations you just put on it?
Look, I think if anybody could figure out a way to make that kind of novel, probably they could.
Okay.
I would like to see it. Yeah, sure. Look, they can only try. Here's the thing. They can only try and fail.
That's right.
So, and if it's not, every episode, it's just the one, I think.
I believe so. Yeah. If it's real.
And if it's tied in thematically, why not?
What if it's not?
Then it's stupid. It's real stupid. It's so stupid.
What if it's the one where, you know, like it's a soldier and you think they're killing bad people, but actually maybe the government is the bad.
Yes.
Yes. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah. What if the bees, but what if they don't like you?
Then they.
And the government also.
Whoa, all right. Wow.
What do you got?
I'm still looking. This one says Kerry Small, and the title is from Kerry Small. It says, trying to prove my wife wrong.
All right.
So let's run it.
What do we got?
Okay. My wife doesn't really like the show. Strong opener, but I absolutely love it. Okay, better. Thank you, Kerry. I've been listening for a long time and I've been trying to get her to listen as well. Could you please try to convince her for me? Her name is Bree. B-R-E. Bree?
Bre.
Bre. Listen, Bre.
You spelt it wrong.
No, it's Bre. It's got to be Bre.
Maybe it's supposed to be A. Maybe it's Bria or just Bra.
No, I reckon it's Bre.
Okay. All right, Bre.
Yeah.
Is it short for something? Like brevity?
Oh, it could be short for brevity. That's very good. Very smart parents, Bre. It's a clever little Easter egg for us.
Here's what I think. In a relationship,
yes,
you can just have like different stuff.
Separate things. Separate things.
Bre, I mean, you don't have to listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because...
Bre, you're absolutely correct in not liking the show. It's fine. We don't even like it. Sometimes we do.
Yeah, no, if you want to listen to it, that's fine. But if you don't, I'm fairly certain nobody I know listens to it. I'm fairly confident. Every now and then someone's like, yeah, I gave it a listen. It seems
that. You seem like you're having a good time.
No, I don't want you listening to it. If you don't
please
like it.
Don't.
I get sometimes people like, I downloaded it and I didn't listen to it. Did that help? I'm like, no, not just don't download it.
You don't have it's to. Fine. It's fine. Yeah. My dad will share like that live PAX show video. Oh, yeah. He put that up on his Facebook.
Nice.
I'm like, Dad, you don't have to. I don't think any of your friends are going to come to this. It's fine. I mean, I appreciate
imagine
it.
Imagine if they did.
Yeah.
Or your dad's mates.
Yeah. Or all of them as a group. Wow.
Just to make fun of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Or, anyway. You know, maybe we could turn her around.
And... Nah, I like what you like, Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this fun riff on your name, which may or may not be Brett.
Let us know. Mason will probably miss the email.
I'll absolutely miss it. It might be the next email. I haven't seen it.
This is from unimaginative username. Where do you think Rocket Raccoon is going to be in Avengers 4? Part of me thinks he'll leave Earth, but I kind of want to see him team up with Tony Stark to build wacky gadgets. # Weekly Planet Pod. I want him to stick around.
Who are we talking about?
Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. On Earth.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's the only one left.
Yeah, right.
Where's he going otherwise?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? They're all dead.
A lot of people are putting out theories as to how the Marvel Universe is going to now be reconfigured now that all the characters are dead.
Sure.
They're mostly coming back.
Yes.
I just wanted... Don't
except
give
for
us...
Chris Evans.
Yeah, he's definitely dead.
Except for a few years.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then again, remember, I've thought he was dead like for the last four movies.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I'd like to see him because what's interesting about just shooting him off into space... And him not being around. What's
exactly.
the point of keeping
yeah.
him alive?
Make him, I think, you know what would be fun? Make him like a celebrity.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm a talking raccoon.
What do you
and
think
I'm
of
all
that?
These guns. What do you think about that? He would love that, I feel.
He would love that.
Because that would be a fun, because he's a character who's always found, he's thought he was different and he's, you know, he's never found acceptance anywhere.
Yeah.
Make him a TV star.
Great.
Make him a movie star.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
He's got a little, it's like good. Mr. Squiggle.
He's like Mr. Squiggle, exactly. He's from the moon.
Everybody Google Mr. Squiggle if you're not Australian.
Exactly.
Because otherwise,
make no sense.
You don't know what that is.
Exactly.
Is that it?
Or you got here's an email from Roberto Suarez.
Okay.
And this was something I was going to mention earlier, but I forgot to mention it. I find it interesting that the plots for the movies Upgrade and Venom share certain similarities.
Oh, yeah. Upgrade's way better.
It really is. And it features a Tom Hardy type.
Yeah. And he's way better.
And he's way better. And the look, he's not. They're both charming in their way, but I think Upgrade is structured way better.
Yep.
And I feel like Upgrade was built from the ground up to be like, okay, this plot is going to go this way, and the characters are going to act like this, and then this turn is going to happen, and then the character's going to act like this,
yes.
and then there's another turn, and that's it. And then at no point.
And we're mapping out this action scene like this.
Exactly.
And this, yeah.
And I don't think at any point somebody said to Lee Whannell, who directed Upgrade, okay, you know, this is too long, so take this out.
Yeah.
Because then it would make no sense. And in Venom, they went, you know what? It's too long, take this out.
Yeah.
And so now we've got a character that jumps from A to D
yes.
without having B and C in the middle.
Having met Lee Whannell, he's a friend of the show. He's a good friend of mine.
Exactly, yeah.
Also, his movie cost $3 to $5 million.
Did
he
it
said,
really?
Yeah. Though he said it was, I think he said it was a little bit more. And Venom cost $100. So...
Yeah, they look about the same.
They look about the same.
They look about the same.
I mean, obviously Venom's got the CGI.
3 to 5 million.
I think it was a little bit more.
That is astounding.
Yeah.
Even if it's 10 million or 20 million.
Or 100 million.
No, that's too much.
Okay.
But if it was even 20
I jumped ahead too fast.
You really did.
I should have said 11 million.
Yes. You really Venomed this. You really Venomed the development of this conversation. You went too far.
All right, I think that's everything, is it?
But you're absolutely right. It is very similar, and it's kind of awkward that Venom... got out-venomed by a movie that wasn't Venom featuring a guy who looks a lot like Tom Hardy.
I mean, Venom did better critically. Not critically, commercially.
Commercially, right.
But it also got a wider release and a bigger marketing
exactly.
push.
Exactly.
And it's also a known character.
Also, I'm guessing Upgrade has made its money back at least.
Yeah, I would say so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, is that the show, Mason?
How about this? Lee Whannell, Venom 2.
Direct
that.
Absolutely.
Maybe they'll
or
give him that.
Make an Upgrade 2.
Yeah.
Or another movie that he wants to make.
Hey, well, Lee Whannell, if you're out there...
He's a mate of mine.
Yeah, tell him to make another movie.
I'll shoot him a text.
Yeah.
We talk.
Are you thinking about making him another movie? You should make another movie.
I think he should too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
He's a friend of mine. I met him.
Yeah, I get it.
Is that the show?
That's the show, I think, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to contact us, well, thanks for listening, first of all. That's great.
Even
5 years.
Even if you're Brett and you hate it.
5 bloody years!
We said this last week, Mason.
Yep.
It's 5 years in 1 week, so it's not that big of an achievement.
That's
now.
True. Yeah, yeah. Not anymore. Not 6 anymore. Years. Whew. No, 6 can't years doesn't wait. Care. 10 years. 10 years.
I'll be 40. You'll be dead.
No, I'll be 30.
You'll be
22. Yeah. I'll be 27.
27. It's going to be great.
Let me think. Thanks for everybody for listening, subscribing, telling your friends.
Yep.
Saying, hey, that's that guy from that podcast when I'm in a movie theater.
What did they look like cool dudes?
They look like cool dudes.
Cooler than you? I mean, that's not hard.
Oh, come on, mate. Come on. Oh, never in my life.
Never in your life.
Let's see. And if you'd like to contact the show, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook and Gmail. And Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And Twitter.
And Twitter.
And you can bloody go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group.
You said broadcasting.
I know. They'll figure it out. Autocorrect will fix it.
No, it won't.
On Facebook. Let's see. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. Sign up to our newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's also The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
He is. It's his legal name.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, and also I'm on Instagram.
At Mr. Sunday Movies there, and also Instagram.
Nice.
Mm.
We've got our t-shirts on tpublic.com.
Yeah.
tpublic.com.
I meant to put the I'm fine and the new one, the It's Your Boy Dickface. And
oh, yeah, nice.
I haven't done it yet.
You'll do it eventually. But it's pretty great. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Excited for that. What else? Thank you, The Boot. And the Basilisk and Rackham for all our theme musics. If you want to support the show,
yes.
The thing that I normally say earlier but I forgot to do.
Yep, yep.
You can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck. We would really appreciate that. Then we can watch more movies like Venom.
That's the dream.
Oh, it's the dream. There's also an Amazon affiliate link in our episode description.
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Buy Spider-Man 3 and on Blu-ray and DVD. And get the full Venom experience this week.
Mamma mia.
And we're going to kick back. Or just buy anything you were going to buy on Amazon anyway.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Get it delivered by a drone.
Yep.
So exciting.
Straight to your pocket.
Ah, oh, so good.
Yeah.
That's about it, I reckon.
Yeah, next week, Halloween something.
Yes. Does that mean we're going to watch the new Halloween?
Yes, Mason.
Nice.
Not this week, but soon.
Okay, soon.
Soon, yeah.
Terrific.
I know.
Terrific.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, EO.
Is that your new catchphrase?
Trying it out.
Okay.
Is it good?
Okay, you've been texting me great guns a lot.
Have I?
Yes. Is that a catchphrase? Is it your text?
Like great guns. That's great.
Oh, is that?
It's right. A thing.
Okay.
Let me check.
I've been saying it in a different way.
Where have you been saying it?
Great guns.
I don't know if it's anything.
All right. Okay, good. All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.